You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDK Radio. It's 808. I'm Larry Richard. John Shimoy off this morning. He will be on KDK TV this afternoon and back on the radio in the morning. Meanwhile, we continue to kind of digest yesterday's grand jury release on the investigation of the Catholic Church's diocese in the state of Pennsylvania. And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Andy Sheehan, investigative reporter with KDK TV. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So as you well know, and I know you've been working overtime on this story, once it was released, Bishop Zubik had a 44-minute media press conference for his reaction. And then when somebody asked Josh Shapiro after that fact, when the bishop said there was no cover-up here, here's what the Attorney General of Pennsylvania said.
Child rape is rape, whether it occurred in the 1980s, 90s, or in 2018. It is never acceptable, and it is never okay to cover it up, as Bishop Zubik did and as Cardinal Wuerl did.
Now, we had Bishop Zubik in studio last hour, and he said that is not the case and explained in detail why he feels that is. However, where do we go from here, do you suspect?
Well, you know, the report showed what we know about, or what we've come to know about Catholic dioceses, not just here in Pittsburgh and Greensburg, but all over the United States and frankly all over the world, that they had this terrible problem, that they were, the church leaders were aware of it, an abomination, that they took pains to cover up and hide, and that they, you know, the report is correct. That that the emphasis was on protecting the abusers and protecting the institution rather than the church. So, you know, we have this painful history. What the bishops are saying now is that, you know, over the past 20 to 30 years, they've taken pains to put in safeguards, background checks, screening, new policies, that it, once there is a credible allegation, the priest is removed from ministry and law enforcement is law enforcement is contacted. Now, you know, the Bishop Zubik is saying that, you know, 90% of these cases happened before 1990, and he's correct if you read the report. And, you know, today, you know, it is, in his words, a much different church. The question is, do the parishioners, do the practicing Catholics accept this? Right now, this couldn't have come at a worse time for the Pittsburgh diocese, because it's going through this massive reorganization, and you know, nerves and tempers are rankled because their priests are being transferred and in anticipation of mergers. So there needs to be a buy-in right now by the hundreds of thousands of Catholics in the Pittsburgh diocese, and this report certainly, you know, strikes a far sour note. So this all remains to be seen, you know, whether the church has, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh has, redeemed itself from these past sins.
Under much greater scrutiny because of his role as cardinal in our nation's capital, and former Pittsburgh Bishop Donald Wuerl is receiving a lot of the attention, although Bishop Zubik pointed out it was Cardinal Wuerl that bucked their system and took a dictate all the way to the Vatican, and set, marks that as the turning point in Pittsburgh. Yet some people are saying take the name off North Catholic High School and Cardinal Wuerl. So I'm not sure where that's going. What can be done from a legal standpoint right now?
Well, you know, on the Cardinal, then Bishop Wuerl, you know, he did have a stellar reputation, back in 1993. He defied the Vatican, when the Vatican asked him to transfer a known pedophile, Anthony Cipolla, to another parish, and, Wuerl refused, and that became a national, international story. Wuerl was a leader in fomenting these new policies that would weed out pedophiles and identify them. You know, his record, you know, frankly, is a good one. You know, it's tarnished somewhat in this report by two instances, And, you know, I'll be looking at those today and try to look at Cardinal World's record. You know, I think Cardinal World survives this. I think he, you know, was not perfect in his dealings with this issue, but, you know, in a relative scale dealing with other bishops across the country, he certainly was out in front of it.
A lot more to come. Appreciate your time, Andy. I know you're very busy, and we'll look for your report on KDK-TV later this afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Investigative reporter Andy Sheehan on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.